Welcome back to Sword AF, episode 4 of season 2. When we last left our heroes, Fernie, aka the Furnace, had just absorbed the first piece that he was missing. They now know that they need to go to the Fae Court in order to track down the next Fernie piece, and Coda knows exactly what that means. Shopping montage, I think you said.
Ooh, shopping!
Our heroes, after freshly speaking with Elmer, absorbing that core, find themselves looking around at the gray, sort of sepia tone, you were right, sepia tone sky, and feel this. You start to lose touch with yourself. And as quick as you got there, you're back in the present.
Oh, God, nausea.
Whoa! Whoa, I was huge, guys!
Yeah, that was
I was freaking huge!
You were very big. You
that
were
was
very
your moment.
That was, no, I'll be huge again.
Well.
Dude, are you okay?
Yeah, I think I feel fine. Feel some more memories.
Your memories or someone else's?
The in-between. Let me get this straight. Krungdahr just killed your friend.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
Yeah.
We could just go kill Krungdahr.
Right.
I like the way this guy thinks.
You're kind of a badass.
I'm just doing what I do.
Mm.
I have one purpose, which is to destroy. But I'm making that purpose, I'm laser focusing it at the company that created me. Mm-hmm. True Neutral.
Yeah, not for me, but for Coda's sake. What is that?
Asking for a friend?
I'm
look,
curious.
I just took orders, so I actually have no real information, but I just know they're fucked up, and I don't like them, and I'm going to beat the shit out of all of them.
Mm. Well, so am I. I'm gonna beat the shit out of them, too, because you and me could be partners. In badassery.
Oh. We both
let me have this.
She wants to seem cool. She wants to.
No,
let me have this.
I have the memories again of all the crazy shit we did.
Oh, yeah. Reno?
Crime.
Okay. What?
Okay, so you're almost
Look,
back. Kinda.
The Fernie that you know was doing crime with her.
No. Dolores?
Not violent crime.
Well,
that's my
that
thing.
That tavern, we just robbed the shit out of a tavern, and we took some money. Listen.
We were drunk.
It was on my list.
You guys.
We were drunk.
But you don't even need money.
We're literally loaded.
It was a blast.
That's the one thing I do share with your Fernie. I don't care about money either.
Yeah.
Okay,
doesn't mean anything to me.
So do you feel like you're almost at Fernie? Because how many more, can we see your stomach again?
No.
Wait, let's look at the
Show us your stomach.
Show us your stomach.
Open it up.
I'm not going to do it because you're asking me to, and I
he's just pointing at
rebel.
Me, which is weird.
I'm a rebel. Roll, and you're a rebel too, so you know.
Roll opposed charisma. You guys are trying to convince him. So Dolores, as the most charismatic in the group, you roll 2d20. Fernie, or the Furnace rather, roll 1d20 charisma.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see Fernie's stomach, not Dolores's.
I will tell
you. Yeah, I don't want to see Dolores.
I'm not going to freaking show you.
What the hell?
It's a 14.
That's a 13 because it's minus one charisma.
Ooh. 18.
You've beaten Fernie. The Furnace. You just got out-rizzed. Show them your tummy.
Show us your tummy.
Please.
Wow, dude.
Right. Because you said it like you just said it right now.
Thank you.
Fine.
Thank you.
Ooh. Okay. So, can I investigate?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Can I investigate?
You can all roll investigation if you so choose.
Oh, I love that.
That's a 12 plus.
Okay, mine's just 3,
that's 13.
Doing that well there.
15.
Okay, so you two are looking at it and you're just like, damn, this is a hunk of junk. Coda, maybe, or excuse me, Bug, maybe you think you're just like, oh man, it's kind of like armor, but not really. Dolores, you're like, I guess I could use that as like studs, but maybe not. But Coda, you see this and you're like, all right, I know how this mechanism works. And you see that there is now a single glowing green spot in Fernie's stomach, sort of down and around where the CEO was reaching. And you're not quite sure, but it looks like there's only a couple more spots where things could fit.
Yeah, maybe, I'm not getting anything.
Maybe two more spots of things just like that would fix Fernie up.
Two more pieces.
Two more pieces.
We gotta find two more
pieces.
We
have it on the diagram too, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. So old. not you, babe.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay. So we just...
We're just missing two pieces.
So while you're looking at it again like that, I want you two to both also roll a perception and investigation for me, whichever is higher for you, perception, investigation.
That's an 8. That's a
8
for
23.
For perception.
23, Coda. Okay, Coda, so because you're holding it up like this, the sun catches it in a specific way.
Ooh, secret messages!
And you start to see, secret messages, you start to see some handwriting, a little bit of shaky handwriting, and there's numbers over here, and there's numbers over here, and there's a message that says, remember this, and another one that says, fail safe. So, thinking about it, you realize Elmer wrote a bunch of numbers and said fail safe next to it.
Okay.
You guys, I found secret letters and it says fail safe code. I'm getting like, shut him down if shit goes, oh, I guess you're.
Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah, I'm right here. I can hear everything we're saying.
Wait, okay. So Furnace, I think we
have
to shut you
down. Do you know anything about a fail safe?
Down?
I'm assuming it's probably to fucking kill me.
Fuck your shit up.
I don't want to kill you.
Wait, where's your fail safe?
Fuck if I know.
Isn't the code right there?
It's missing a shit
ton. Yeah, the code, numbers. But numbers. You just say the numbers maybe.
Okay.
And I'll die.
Should we try it?
No.
Wow.
No,
okay.
No.
Sorry, you're done.
Yeah, let's just go for that.
No, we're going to go to that other fucking place, and we're going to get that other piece, and then we're going to get the other piece, and then we're going to get our best friend back.
Okay. Let's go to the fake
hurtful,
court.
But
if we're
fine.
Going to the fake court, you guys need new clothes. You can't go in this.
What's wrong with all my leather?
Yeah, okay. You two need new clothes.
I can't even wear clothes. I have fire coming out of me. Anything's going to burn.
You can wear boots, because look at my boots.
You can wear
Coda.
Boots.
You can wear boots.
Honey, you can wear boots.
I'm made of metal. I don't need boots.
Fernie, come on. We're going to get you some boots.
That actually would be chic as hell. Have you ever seen a fireplace wear boots?
No, but we're going to.
It's more like a train wearing boots or a skirt.
Well, okay, I'm
where
excited.
Do we go?
Skirt?
Where do we go?
I don't know.
Where do you want to shop? You know this area.
Yeah, there's actually a great place on the other side of the island.
Okay, let's go.
Great. Everybody's, that's what y'all want to do?
Yeah, maybe I'll get an outfit that looks exactly like Coda's.
No, Bug, you can't.
No, I don't think that that's going to work.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
So, he wears Aladdin pants.
Don't.
It's not going to work on you.
Okay, so where should we get these boots and stuff?
There is a cute little town that has so many boutiques. I've been wanting to go. I've been hearing about it from some of the pirates that come into shore.
Oh, okay.
They're really gentle.
What? I like shopping.
Okay, let's go.
I'm down. I'd love to shop at Fossil and, you know, Ed Hardy has got some good deals going on. Von Dutch. You'd like Von Dutch.
Are you down to come with us, Furnace, so we can, like, put you back together?
I think this is all stupid, but sure.
Okay, let's go.
So y'all hop aboard the boat. Do you spend any time explaining things to Sean, or is it just, let's go?
No, Sean doesn't deserve
shit. I feel
shit.
Like Sean doesn't care that Kirstie's gone,
yeah,
does he?
It honestly is showing that Sean's a fuckboy, and I ain't handling that.
I don't like
but we
Sean.
Always knew that.
Yeah, I know. I told you, Sean, he's sketchy.
So it's because y'all don't trust Sean, he's just like, hey, how's the adventure going? And shut him right down. And so he just like shrugs, puts the boat in drive, the pirate ship in drive, and starts sailing down the coast. And after a couple days of rest at sea, again, y'all get a long rest, you look off to the left and see this bustling port town with a couple pirate ships docked there. You know, it's a weekday, so it's not the busiest. You got plenty of room to move around, but you disembark and... you get onto the pier and see a long shopping strip in front of you.
Can we roll perception just to see what shops
there
are?
Just look around, whether it's perception, investigation, whatever, yeah.
Ooh. So 14 from the furnace.
21.
11.
15.
11, 15. Okay, perfect. So there's y'all three and then there's Coda. So when you three look around, you see this long shopping strip and there are a couple stores like what we had talked about, maybe a Bon Vutch or something like that, a Bed Snarty, something to that effect. Apostle.
Bed Snarty, it's mattresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know it's a front for magic
leather.
Dust. Yeah. So you're just seeing there's all these options and it's kind of overwhelming at a certain point. You also start to see some flyers on the wall with a very charismatic face saying, go see the fashion wizard. Coda, looking down the strip, you see a very small nondescript shop. Mm-hmm. But you also clock that this is the only shop with people waiting outside of it.
Yeah.
And there's no line. It's a little bit of a crowd, and they're trying to just wait to be seen, and they're posturing and looking proper, and they're rehearsing speeches.
Okay, you guys, yes. You see that shop all the way down there?
Yes.
See those people waiting?
Yes.
That means we want to go in there.
Oh, but they seem really anxious.
Exactly.
Oh, word?
What?
I don't know. It doesn't work. Slay.
Slay works.
An old barbarian dwarf walks by holding a tankard of ale and like an axe and just like, slay. And just keeps on going.
Oh, he, yeah, different slay. Meaning.
Yeah.
He okay. looks built. I'll buy some over there. Let's go.
Okay, great.
Do you want to speak to any of the people? They're just shuffling around. Or are you just going to wait politely? What are you thinking?
Maybe we could ask them
yeah.
what's in this store.
Yeah.
Can I roll perception or...
I think you can just ask unless you feel like you need to. Let me just go.
I'm looking for the least anxious person.
And I'm just staring at Furnace.
And I'm looking for the most anxious person.
You're looking for the least. Okay, who wants to chat first?
Go,
least
Coda.
Anxious,
I'll
most
go.
Anxious. All right. Okay, Coda, you see that there is one person in a very modern and well-cut suit. This suit is perfectly fitted to their form, and they have sort of slicked, coiffed hair with one little aspect on the front that you haven't seen before. It must be some kind of new fashion, and they are just standing, staring patiently.
Is it like a brooch or something?
It is indeed a brooch.
Oh, I love your brooch.
Thank you. You have a keen eye for fashion, I see.
I do. Eladrin.
Oh.
Have you been to the store before?
Huh. I have been allowed in only once before. This brooch is what I was given by the fashion wizard. I know it may be small, but anything from the fashion wizard is quite a blessing.
What's the fashion wizard's deal? Is he, like, hot or...
Is he hot? Mm-hmm. He's only the hottest thing of the season. Every season. He is indeed a god. Have you not heard of the fashion wizard?
I don't really keep up with the fashion wizard. I kind of go my own individual boutique style.
Quite avant-garde. I respect it. I was just like you before I visited the fashion wizard. He showed me a whole world of fashion, whether magical or mundane.
From that one brooch?
From the one brooch. The knowledge I get from this brooch is so endless.
Oh my god.
I also have the burden of knowing just how unfashionable I am. I must have more.
Can I see if that brooch is magical?
Absolutely.
Can you do an arcana check?
100%.
Okay. Let me just make sure that there's not some... 16.
Tell you what, Dolores, even somebody without magic could tell that this is one of the most magical pieces of brooch you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
It is just... There's enchantments and elegance pouring out of it.
Mm.
And it's all benevolent, too. There's nothing off about it. It's all very kind magic, helpful magic.
Oh.
Meanwhile, I'm outside and talking to Furnace, and I'm like, yeah, they probably have nothing that fits both of us.
Yeah, probably not.
We're just too big.
Yeah. You're,
that's it.
You're 4 feet. You're about my size, bud.
He overhears. Is he close enough to overhear this conversation?
Sure.
You're like, gives you knowledge, huh? Does it give you knowledge of where True Neutral is around this area?
True Neutral.
Yeah, the company.
Sorry. Yes, the one company in this world, the one corporation in this world. Absolutely. We all know who True Neutral is, just not where they are. The wizard might, but I know they're very secretive about their location.
I got this. I can charm that
motherfucker. Some brooch that is, if it's not giving you that knowledge. Wait. Sounds like a waste of time.
What kind of company are they?
Yeah, asking for Coda.
True Neutral? Well, they're in a little bit of everything. I think they deal in real estate and robotics and land management and you can purchase things from them out of a catalog. Really anything you need. But they say they do it all in the name of True Neutral, so they don't sway one way or another. It's up to us to make the choice.
All right, you guys ready to go inside?
Yeah.
Go inside? You can't simply just walk inside. And as he's midway saying this, the door swings open, and a man steps outside and says,
next.
Yes, I think we were next.
Yes, we're next.
It's us.
You four?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
We are next. We are supposed to be here.
Yeah.
That's odd. I don't see you on my list.
Oh, if you just check.
Check where?
That list.
That list, yeah.
Coda, roll deception and Dolores roll deception. Because you're both sort of helping each other out.
Yeah. Oh, Okay.
10.
22. Check the list.
And your names are?
Dolores Paradise.
I knew that.
Our name isn't on the list. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean? It's just, literally not on the list.
You just kind of walk in behind Dolores. Yes. Just kind of walk in.
Dolores Paradise.
Maybe say a name.
Wizard.
I knew that. What's your name?
Thank you.
It's whatever's listed there.
It's Dolores Paradise plus three.
Is it? Is it Bug?
Yeah, yes. It's me.
It's not on there.
Fuck! I knew if I said my name.
Coda Amakir.
I knew that. Also not on there.
Shit.
Is this guy with you?
Furnace is going to attempt to grab the list and burn it.
Oh, great. Roll either sleight of hand or dexterity for me.
I'll do a dexterity roll. Let's see.
Okay.
That's a 16.
Wizard, okay. Go ahead and roll your d20, and I will tell you what to add to it as well. Okay. Wizard has a plus 3 to dexterity.
Eight.
So, Wizard, you are very magical and powerful. In fact, you're a fashion god. But you've been doing this a long time, and sometimes these old bones can't quite react as fast as you'd like them to. So the furnace, you grab this list. It bursts into flames, and just as quickly as you do that, a new list, a blank list,
oh, shit.
Pops into his hand, along with a quill. And it says, to do.
Can I cast a, how do you say that?
Prestidigitation.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Can I cast that?
Yes.
So I want to create like a puff of musical notes around him so he gets distracted and then we just bust through.
I love that.
Okay.
Cool. Go ahead and cast that and roll. Who here has the best stealth?
I have a 5 stealth.
That's probably the best.
No, I have.
You have disadvantage
plus
on
0.
Stealth.
Yeah.
You gotta roll disadvantage. So Dolores, you cast this cantrip, and I want you to roll stealth with advantage because you had that idea to distract the wizard.
You like music?
At times, sure.
Oh, shit, 12.
Still,
you can do it again.
Oh 9. No!
You like music? 3, 2, 1, do it up. I am Dolores Paradise.
Do
it up. Watch, it's gonna work.
Do
it up. I am Dolores Paradise. Do it up. Yeah.
Don't do this.
So as this puff of musical notes appears in front of the wizard and you sing while trying to sneak past him, this is just weird enough to maybe work. I will say the wizard definitely sees you. But can decide whether or not they want to let it fly.
You know what? I'm feeling charitable today. Go on in.
Thank you, wizard.
Wow, that was easy.
Let's go, guys.
I've never seen a more ill-prepared, just ragtag group of losers.
Oh.
And really, the clothing is just not there.
And that's why we're
Coda, you're
for...
almost there.
No, thank you.
You're not even wearing clothes
no,
at
that's
all.
Correct, yeah.
And you're just so small.
Damn.
You know,
went
it's,
for the gut.
You know, just go in and we'll figure something out.
We would absolutely love your help. We've heard great things. We were actually talking to the guy out front who got his brooch from here.
Yeah.
And he had nothing but great things to say about his brooch.
He's watching all of this happen and just like everything that he's known about rules and the way magic works is like breaking in his brain as you walk inside the door and he's like, so as you walk into this seemingly very small shop from the outside, on the inside there is an almost endless supply of tailoring tools. You see all these different workstations, even blacksmith's tools along the wall. This place is huge. This is clearly the workshop of a master craftsman, but not only that, the workshop of a master craftsman who is a god. Fashion wizard, we didn't ask you before, do you feel like describing what the fashion wizard looks like in your mind?
He just kind of got a sash that's just kind of like, it's going over.
Okay.
Goes over his head.
Right.
And just goes down and then wraps around under the crotch.
The
and
loin
back,
sash.
Just straight up the crack.
Amazing.
and then wraps around this way and it's tied in a nice bow. In the front.
Is that all he's wearing?
That's it.
He's wearing a bikini.
And Bug is like, Bug feels, I'm gonna look at Dolores and go, I feel like it's inappropriate to look at him. I feel like it's at so
no,
I'm like,
no, 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 Bug, that's fashion.
Yeah.
Oh. Skin is in.
Also, you can look. You can look, it's fine.
You're right at eye height.
I'm right at eye height too.
You're directly behind me.
You can look
at the full view into the crack.
Blue, how's the side of his wizard gems?
I guess hair is in. Okay.
So given all of that, we know that the fashion wizard is not afraid of showing some skin. They've got some eccentric fashion ideas, but we all know that they are the source for what fashion is. On top of that, because Bug is on eye level with his junk, and Bug is canonically 4 feet tall, we're looking at a tall, frail old man the size of Fernie.
Whoa.
So this is probably uncomfortable for everyone.
Except for me.
I'll just get down to the chase.
I'll chase the cut.
Sure.
Okay, just be cool.
I'm looking for some long boots. Ugh. A dark vest.
Bug, you have to find your own sense of fashion.
This is my own sense of fashion. I'm looking for any type of Aladdin pants you have that can fit over my armor,
babe,
obviously.
Babe, those are not gonna look good on you, I promise you.
I mean, I can't just give you any kind of boot. What's the occasion here? By the way, I didn't even introduce myself. Did you think I was the bouncer?
Yeah.
No, this is my shop.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Hello.
We love. It's beautiful in here.
I am Doug.
Doug.
They call me Doug.
The god.
Fashion wizard. Fashion god. God. Doug.
I love.
Whatever
Doug.
You feel like. I don't really care. I've lived many lives. I've experienced everything.
Oh, same. Shit.
Yeah, I can relate.
I've lived certain realities that are very similar to this one. So hopefully you can.
How are they different?
I can't tell you.
Don't answer, Tony.
You're a god who's lived many lives and you have a tiny little clothing boutique.
Burn it. Stop it.
I'm just saying, if I was you, I'd be creating planets, destroying planets.
Who's to say I haven't already done that?
That's pretty badass.
That's sick,
maybe
dude.
I'm just bored with that. Maybe this is the best part of life, is having a small little shop making clothes for total losers.
Whoa, you had me until you didn't. Listen, yeah. Do you know anything about the Fey Realm?
Do I know anything about the Fey Realm? Come on.
Oh my God.
That was him laughing.
Bug, of course he knows something about the Fey Realm.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Doug. We're trying to go.
Doug and Bug.
You're trying to go to the Fey Realm?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Fashion Wizard, normally I'd have someone roll for this, but because you are an elder god who has lived so many different realities, you know in your knowledge of Arcana that the Fey Realm is operating on its own rules. Mm. But there is one thing that remains consistent. Fashion and elegance is everything. And it's also been a very long time since someone, a commoner no less, came through these doors trying to go to the Fey Realm. Mm-hmm. This is a big ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just looking for what we should possibly be clothing ourselves in to go to such place.
Well, you can't just wear ordinary clothes to the Fey Realm. I mean, that would be sacrilege.
We need, like, magical clothes.
The Fey Realm and the Fey Court is a very special place. You have to be the most fashionable.
Okay.
I want a corset.
So, like, leather jackets?
You're going to need some very special pieces today.
Okay.
Okay, me first.
Hold on.
Sorry.
I don't even know who you all are.
Okay.
I don't even know if you're worthy for my clothing and for my help.
We are heroes.
You think,
come on, Dolores.
I'm not. Okay, look, I read the paper all the time. I have never heard of any of you.
You might have heard of us by our other name.
Uh-huh.
Sword of Heroes.
I'm familiar with the Sword of Heroes.
Oh my god.
They were not exactly quite like you. It was in another dimension.
They were ugly.
They were not so arrogant.
Oh.
So I think there is still potential with you all, but I need you to prove your worth.
Do whatever,
I can.
I'll kill a man.
What do you need?
What?
Stop trying to kill people.
All he does is kill and destroy. Yes.
I can, put on a performance for you.
Oh, you don't worry.
Brought my drumsticks.
What can we do for you, Duck?
There's nothing you could do for me other than entertain me.
Mm. Oh.
Okay, so no. Clearly.
No.
No. We don't.
Three, two.
Sorry.
What?
No,
okay.
Please.
Right. Okay.
Not again.
So okay. Go ahead and roll insight, everybody, except for Ian.
That's a 13.
13 for the furnace. Oof.
17.
That is a 9.
Okay, 17. So, Coda, you're looking at this old man and realizing that he's an elder god, and you're like, what would an elder god need with money or items? And something about the way he said entertain, and something about the way he knew so much about the Fae Court made you realize this guy wants a challenge. He hasn't experienced anything new. So describe to him an outfit that you would want, that's a challenge, that excites him.
Oh.
Well, Mr. Fashion Wizard, I actually don't think you can help us, because what I want is pretty unimaginable.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want a cape that doesn't just stay there. I want it to move like kelp or seaweed when I walk. I want the ends of it to wrap around me like tentacles under the ocean. I want a helm with seashells glistening.
Yeah, that feels like a physics thing, not a fashion thing. You probably can't do that,
Bug.
Honda.
He wants a snuggie and a helmet.
a snuggie and a helmet. I'm sure he can do that.
That's
furnace.
What you got.
Yeah, and I want the exact outfit that Coda's wearing, but with knives all over it, sticking out. Probably hard.
Nothing. It may be hard to find. I have limited resources.
Oh, well, whatever you have,
wow,
honestly.
Wow, some god you are.
Oh.
Thought resources were unlimited for a god.
Mic drop.
Does this guy by any chance have a fail safe?
Would you know where that is?
Yeah, well, it's safe to say you failed at all your shit. Oh.
Okay.
Wait, what? You guys, maybe. Word. Maybe Furnace is getting this guy. Go, Furnace, go.
Yeah, you piece of shit. That's what I said.
Roll for intimidation.
This will not go well. Oh, 17.
Okay.
You see, you know, the wizard has seen everything in his lifetime. But he was questioning kind of what your whole deal was. So you know that, like, you saying something to him out of the blue, it's the first time he's experienced surprise in a while.
Honestly, this guy's kind of freaking me out a little bit. So I'm just going to cut to the chase.
Great.
I will help you. And I want you to get out of my store as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So one at a time, I'm going to issue each of you a challenge, and I'm going to need certain materials from each one of you to complete your outfit.
Yeah.
All right, calm down.
Yeah. Bug, stop.
Cool.
Bouncing everywhere.
Coda, you go first.
You've given me a good start, Coda. So let's start with you first.
I'm going to like an aquatic under the sea. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So Coda, you look to your right and you see a couple newspaper clippings on the wall. And the wizard had mentioned that, you know, he does read the paper. So it's strange that there are a few that are actually specifically there. And they're all about people whose lives were changed by this wizard. There's one with a little boy shaking his hand. It's like, town's dumbest boy gains knowledge after getting wizard clothes.
Okay.
There's another one of like a beefy lad. And it's just like, frail little toddler baby becomes strong, mighty warrior after wizard clothes.
Mm.
So you know that this is an opportunity, especially going first with more resources. Maybe more than just fashion, you can ask about what kind of magic you want these clothes to do.
Ooh. Mr. Wizard, sir.
What is it that you desire?
Well, I guess...
So let me explain.
Okay.
These aren't just clothes. People don't come to me for clothes.
Yeah.
What do they come to you for?
They come to me with their troubles, with their problems, with the things that are holding them back from excellence. The clothes are imbued with magic that allows them to become the person that they want to be.
What?
So, who are you, where are you deficient? Where could I help you succeed to make me look better?
This is why people come here. This is huge.
Yeah.
I want clothes that guide me in the right direction immediately.
Mm. So you are directionless.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Amazing. So,
you're gonna get hit.
Okay, I'm gonna issue you this trial. You are going to go into that wardrobe over there in the corner.
The big one?
Yes. Mm. It's going to be a very deep wardrobe. And I need you to find the oldest piece of clothing in there.
Just look for something that looks like Dolores.
Ripped up and...
Oh. That is a... Ow! I keep doing that.
You're so strong, Bug.
I have very low strength. Very low strength.
Coda, this wardrobe is very deep, as the wizard had said. So are you going to begin your trial now?
Yeah, let's ride.
So you open up this door and are looking for the oldest thing, but you are also needing to prove that you have trouble finding things. So as the wizard starts smithing away in the background and hammering on a piece of cloth, I need you to roll perception, or actually investigation for me, please. And if anyone wants to hinder that roll, you can.
Oh my God, it's a nat one.
It's a nat one?
That's your second nat one of the day.
I know.
That's real, okay. So, wizard.
I cannot find it.
Wizard, as you are hammering away on this, your arm starts to feel strong and powerful. You see, as they say, the angel inside the marble. You see the clothing that is waiting inside this piece of cloth, because you've never seen anyone around you be more lost than this stupid, stupid, imperceptive fellow. And the power flows through you. And just like that, the armor is done.
Bam.
Coda, you step out after giving up on finding this thing, full of pride, knowing exactly who you are and that that's okay. So Coda, what do you see in this beautiful piece of armor?
Yeah, so I think the wizard, he holds it up, or what do you do?
That was easy.
And it's the most stunning thing. I think it's like black marble armor, like a helm, and there's like this white kind of beak kind of thing going over. With like this, like clear things that I can kind of see through. And then there's this billowing cape that's kind of like liquid black behind me. And then there's like blue kind of smoke coming off the cape. And there's like black armor going all the way down. And it's tipped at the edges with like dark, dark, dark blue.
I love it.
We're giving magic eight ball. Tell me what to do.
Deep blue sea. Good movie. Okay.
So we'll add this to your character list later, Coda, but as you know right now, this is a +2 armor. It gives you the ability to cast guidance once per day. You can find a specific goal leading straight to a direction, like Dolores did earlier in the season.
That's right.
It's an incredibly magical piece. So using up a lot of magic, the wizard is ready to take on another client, but it may not be quite as easy this time. Who's up next?
Right. Well, just a heads up. He used a lot of my resources for that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey.
I'm sorry.
You know
okay,
when you
babe.
When you start at such a low, you know, aptitude, it really takes a lot to make him worthy. So congratulations, but
Thank you.
The next ones might be a little bit more tough.
Okay.
You just keep staring at me, so let's deal with
it. He just does that.
Now this, I'm excited for.
All right, give me a black leather jacket and a pompadour.
I'm not a hairdresser.
It's like, obviously it's not my real hair. I don't have hair.
Okay.
So like some sort of magical pompadour wig.
Okay.
Make it huge. Stupid looking.
So,
if I'm ever going to break into true neutral and kill them all, I need to be able to deceive, intimidate, persuade that which I don't know, since I have no humanity to me, since I'm just a machine.
Okay.
Or charisma, but.
That's another word for it.
No, yeah, I got that.
You're growing on us.
Okay, so you will have to prove that you are the most unrizzed person in all the land.
All right.
And I'll craft something that can tamper down some of those flames, because I don't think the Fae, like, you know, they got a lot of combustible things in the Fae world, so.
Yeah.
Fae realm, sorry.
Obviously.
You know, I was using slang.
It's
wizard slang.
Me and a forest.
Oh, I know wizard slang.
Me and a forest does not go well together. No.
Okay.
Here, I'll prove it to you. Check this out. Furnace walks over, he opens up the door. And he goes out and he looks for the first woman that he sees out there.
Oh my God.
Person. It doesn't matter. He does not actually discern differences amongst humans. He does not give a shit. So he sees the first person.
Roll a d20 to give me some direction here.
It's a 17.
You know what? it is the descendant of the hot cowboy from like way before. He's like, hey, how's it going?
This is really trippy. Do you think I've met your great grandfather or something?
That's the worst pickup line I ever heard.
Yeah. You look like a fucking cowboy.
Oh,
I am indeed a fucking cowboy. That's my job in this town, in the cowboy brothel. So I'm actually pretty easy to riz. And I'm actually on board right away. Go ahead and roll a nat 20 to see if you can screw this up.
All right, so I'm rolling charisma?
Yes, and you're trying to roll low.
Yeah. That's a 16.
Oh, yeah, you run a brothel of cowboys? Wow, you guys must really ride like a cowboy.
I don't know if I've ever felt so seen in my life.
No chance.
I feel a really strong emotional connection with you. I wouldn't say it's love yet, but I want to explore where this goes.
He kicks him in the balls.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say that works pretty well. He throws up a little bit and is like, never mind. I don't like you anymore.
That's what I thought.
Well, maybe I do. I hope this hasn't awoken something to me as you close the door. So, Wizard, you felt a medium amount of power. At first, you were feeling nothing. Then there was a huge surge right at the end.
Sure.
So this gives him the leather jacket and pompadour as described, flame proof, so they're not going to be affected by him.
Sure.
And it has a +1 to a charisma check twice per day.
Well, here you go, your pompadour, your leather jacket, as requested. Yeah.
I think my favorite thing about this designer is the way he delivers it. He always gives it like he hates what he just made.
Yeah, it kind of makes you be like, oh, wow, deserving, I guess.
You know.
Oh, there's a pack of cigarettes in here also.
He just puts it to his mouth and just licks it.
Careful, careful!
Fire.
Oh!
Nice. I feel awesome already.
Just blue smoke.
Good.
Thanks, Rizzard.
I love the idea of a... I haven't heard that one.
Of a flame pompadour.
Oh yeah. I actually Fernie, as you blow this smoke, it sort of rolls up and becomes kind of a swirling part of this pompadour hair in your head. And so it's got a little bit of like an extra little fashion flair to it.
Hell yeah.
It looks like you're moving fast, but you're not moving at all.
That's my mindset.
Wow, Doug. Incredible work.
I'm always moving. Gear.
Okay. Me too, actually.
Yeah, because of gears.
Oh, I'm always moving up here
engines.
Because I'm innovative, you know.
Yeah, I can tell.
Thanks.
Get in there. What do you want?
So, as you noticed, Doug.
Yes.
Dougie. Can I call you Dougie?
Teach
Some
me how.
Some call me that.
Okay. So,
in other realms.
As you noticed, I slapped Bug, which I feel really bad about now, but I probably won't feel bad about it later when I do it again. And it didn't hit, so... My strength physically is very low, but in here, I'm unbreakable.
That's the truth.
You know what I'm saying? Doug? Dougie? Do you have children?
Oh my God. Doug or Dougie, too?
Dougie, do you have children?
I have.
Oh, that's a guy who fucks.
Me too. Yeah, I'm kind of into
oh my
that,
God.
Dougie. I kind of like you. Anyways, so I need something that will give me strength, and I'm kind of feeling like physical strength, like maybe something from the stars, like the sky. The sky is like a strong element that people always go to, and I really want that. So maybe like a dress that's like filled with stars.
So you want to wear the stars.
Yes.
But have the strength of...
100 women. And a bull.
And a bull.
And a
100 women and a bull.
100 women.
One bull. 100 women.
So in front of you pops a tug-of-war rope attached to a bull on one end and 100 women on that same end. And the last end is left for Dolores.
It's a three rope.
You know, it's a pretty simple game.
Pull.
I mean, asking for, you know, the strength of... Asking for strength is a pretty normal thing that people do.
Okay, way to make me feel
unique. Honestly, I've done this a million times before. However, nobody's asked for 100 women in a bull. And that's piqued my interest, so...
Oh.
here's a rope, and that's a
100 women in a bowl.
Whoa. We all have individual memories and backstories. We're conscious.
Oh, don't tell me that, because I don't want to know.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Now you don't.
Oh, shit.
But what about my children?
Faceless, nameless women. I love that. I said if I ever had a threesome, that's the kind of girl that I want. Faceless and nameless. I don't want to know her backstory. I just want to get it done. You know
it's
what I'm
crazy.
Saying?
It's crazy. All Amanda. The women have bikinis on.
Yeah. 100 bikini women.
I forgot when I snap, that happens too.
We're That's... objects now.
Okay, I actually feel better about this.
You know, my resources are dwindling, and these challenges must get harder.
Oh,
unfortunately,
no.
I ran out of the materials to cover the space in the ground between you and the 100 women and bulls.
Please.
There's a large
please.
Pit.
Please.
Wait, this feels dumb. Familiar.
And I'm so sorry, but that pit just happens to be over my fish tank.
Mm.
Yeah, oh, no.
Let me guess.
I got this really sick pad down below. I got a waterbed.
Ooh. Not a waterbed.
So it's a fish tank and a waterbed?
Yeah.
Okay. Piranhas?
We don't share. It's not the same water.
Bugos, respectively.
Oh, piranhas? No. Sharkfish? Yes.
Sharkfish?
Yeah.
What the fuck is a sharkfish?
Something really scary that I saw in my travels.
Well, shark are fish.
Oh. So.
Whoa. Okay.
So it's kind of a redundant title.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Fernie.
I know that for some reason. Animal stuff.
Fernie's still in there.
Dolores, seeing what's in front of you, you always have the option to back out, but ideally, you're going to need to prove how weak you are pulling on this rope.
Well, a strong person wouldn't back out, so I'm not going to back out.
Smart.
Bug runs over to Dolores, and I'm like, wait, so you have to look weak?
I guess. It's okay. A sick man wait. Game. I don't know.
I don't want to misstep, but, you know, I've gotten to know you now for a couple summers. I feel like every time you think of your family, you get really weak, so why don't you just do that?
Oh, Bug, that's a great idea. So saying this really hits Dolores in the heart. So Dolores, before you pull and do a natural strength check, you have disadvantage. And you're going to roll an opposed strength check against these 100 nice. Women in a bowl.
A couple tears just start to billow. And she's like just aggressively wiping them away like,
don't be strong.
No,
don't be strong.
No, no.
Roll for flat strength.
Remember, you want to be weak.
No!
This is some fucked up fashion.
No! Oh, it's a 19.
But you have disadvantage, so one more.
Okay, two.
Dolores, having rolled a 2 against 100 women and a bull, each of which got their own 20-sided die to roll, you have never been pulled into a pit faster in your life.
Ow!
Sploosh. And Dolores, you land in this water, and you start sinking and sinking and sinking and really thinking about everything you've gone through up to this point. And all of a sudden, you're back up there, pit's gone, and the smith is done
Give
building
me my
your
dress.
Armor.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, it just fit immediately.
Yeah, I've been practicing.
You knew my size. Thanks.
Look at her.
I scoped you out.
Thank you.
Has anyone ever told you you're a little bit of a pervert?
Listen, you've lived 100 lives. You've seen it all.
That's not a great response.
You start to get into some really weird shit.
So, yes, okay, you are indeed a pervert.
Oh, Dougie. Okay, so
I'm not the weirdest one in this room now, which is nice.
The 100 women look at each other and are like, I don't know what he's talking about. And then the bull goes, I like to watch. And he goes, and they all just disappear along with the rope. Dolores, you no longer have a -1 to strength. It's just a flat strength. You're finally able to operate without anyone dragging you down.
And I am covered in stars. I feel like it's a white dress because I'm being reborn. I am marrying myself.
Okay.
And there's black,
Queen Elizabeth stuff.
There's black and gold stars. There's a shooting star going from this nip to the other nip. And then there's just, and it's a bit of a turtleneck with a little bit of a zipper just to show a little bit. And then there's a big moon right here in the womb
Interesting.
Area. And then it just flops out, and then I have a long train that I hope Bug will help me carry, and it just, in the right light, it sparkles and shimmers as I turn, and it's like different colors of the rainbow when
Star
I turn.
Danced.
Thanks, Dougie.
Gorgeous.
No problem. Fits you great.
Thanks.
I knew it would.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay. Can I go? Right.
Short stuff.
Ah, damn. Okay.
It's funny, I'm like almost the same size as you, but I never get those comments.
I think it's just something about my personality, I guess.
I guess.
Okay. So I have two goals. One more I think your speed than the other. I want to be smarter. So I have a -1 intelligence. What do you mean, yeah?
What? Did I say
you,
that?
You said, I think you said yeah.
No,
no,
he said this.
He said yeah.
What?
He's a god. He knew my size from looking at me. So.
I have a -1 intelligence. I also just like, I have not a lot of wisdom. Yeah. And you hear it? I heard it again.
I heard it.
He said it again. I didn't say anything.
I heard it, but his mouth wasn't moving. It was so weird.
I have trouble critical thinking. Anyway, so yeah, I want to be smarter.
Yeah.
There it is.
That was it.
I heard it that time.
I think it's the I have old walls. They creak.
It must be. Yeah, sure. It must be your old walls. I want to look smarter, be smarter, and I want to look exactly like Coda.
Don't. Give
I want
him
the exact
same,
outfit Coda.
Don't give him that.
I
He's
want
covered
the exact
in shells.
You can't wear the same thing, Bug.
But it'll look different on me. I'm significantly smaller.
It doesn't matter. We can't walk into the same ball wearing the same outfit, Bug.
No, I don't want to wear what you're wearing. I want to wear what you wear every day. I want to feel like you. I want to wear what Coda was wearing before you
don't
put on this weird Maleficent shit on him.
That's true.
To look exactly like him, but maybe with glasses.
You don't want that. That's not what you want.
Let him go through
this. This is interesting. This is an interesting challenge for me.
Yeah.
I accept.
What? Yes.
That's not.
Yes.
It's my idea. You can't do that.
No, it's just cosplay. Look it up. it gives you confidence and encouragement. Maybe that's the most relatable content we made today.
Correct. Correct.
So, Wizard, weirdly enough, even though this is a challenge for you, you have gotten requests like this before, just never with someone else in the room, which is deeply uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. The same person they want to look like in the room, it's uncomfortable.
his old clothes?
Yeah, because it's not the new stuff. I'm not asking for...
Oh, my God. Yes, of course.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't want this...
Your resources are...
I just snatch your old clothes.
Hey!
Now I just have to make these smaller.
So, Wizard, in order for Bug to prove that they are nothing like Coda, because Coda is tall and strong and brave, they're going to have to undertake the trial of the mirror. Mm-hmm. You remember the trial of the mirror. You have to point out 3 things about yourself that is nothing like what you wanted to be. And you have to succeed on a constitution check to see if your brain can even handle it each time.
What?
Of course, yeah.
It's Luke on Dagobah.
Trial of the mirror.
This feels like intensive therapy.
It's okay. Very good to look into a mirror.
So okay, easy,
yeah.
Easy.
So he's gonna, yeah. He's
I just have to say the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Significantly smaller. I'm blue. I have a mohawk. My gauges are big and almost moldy because I'm getting a rash.
Okay, oh my god. Okay. TMI.
I added one just to get.
Here, I'll add one. You look like a mascot for a toilet cleaning company.
Thanks. Can I get another one? Give me another one.
This is giving Bug advantage on this.
Wait, everybody, please.
You look like a diabetic Smurf.
Next.
You look like you didn't make it through Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Next, give me another one.
You look like an Oompa Loompa who got dipped in blueberries.
Almost.
Mic drop.
This feels like it's too easy for you guys.
Keep going. This could be my greatest work yet.
You look like the Blue Man Group when they were babies.
Yes. Yeah. Keep going.
You look like Nebula in a funhouse mirror.
You look like how I imagine people look like after smoking the meth on Breaking Bad.
There you go. There you go. Almost there.
The guy from outside busts in the door and goes, "You look like Sonic the Hedgehog if he got stung by a bunch of bees." There's a flash of magic on the anvil, and it is complete. The wizard holds up a piece of armor or clothing that looks exactly like what Coda was wearing before, because it was. But there's something distinctly magical about it this time. It has 2 very special properties. This gives Bug +1 to any intelligence check twice a day.
But not only that, there is a special attribute that we can only find out once Bug puts it on.
It's gonna give you a boner.
No, it's something different.
Furnace just cuts right to the point.
That happened with the guy with the brooch. By the way,
By the way,
it's a brooch, not a brooch.
I refuse.
I heard that outside.
You don't know.
Oh my God, I look exactly like Coda!
It's weird.
So but there's his whole face is everything?
Oh, no, okay. It's just the outfit.
I wanted to be the hair too, like Kirby on Super Smash Bros, but like Coda version.
Yeah. So something special about this outfit, two things in addition to what you already know, because everybody joined in here. One, it gives you the ability to disguise self once a day.
Nice.
You can cast that spell and change your look into anything you'd like, Coda, if you so choose. And two, from here on out, as long as you're wearing this armor, you are 1 inch taller.
I grab Doug and I kiss him.
Oh, on the lips?
Anywhere appropriate. Thank you, I love you so much.
Well, it's probably on the ass, because that's where you are.
Now that it's an inch higher, Bug, you do hit sort of on like where the back meets the butt.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe I hug you instead. Oh, I love you, buddy. Thank you, Doug. I didn't need to be taller, but I like it.
Well, I feel good. I feel great about mine.
I know. We look really good together.
Yeah, we look really good together.
Of course you do. I do great work.
Bug, you never looked better.
Fernie, at the outset, I did not like you. I did not like any of the things you said.
Yeah.
I thought you were rude.
That's reciprocated.
People come here for help, and you did not seem thankful at all.
No, I'm not.
However, those roasts you did against Bug, that was sick.
Oh, wow.
That's a word we use. It's wizard slang.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to give you something.
All right.
As a token of my appreciation, because I'm not surprised often, and you surprise me today.
Oh, my God.
That's what I do.
So the old wizard roots around in his little loincloth situation and pulls out not one, not three, but two watches. He hands them to you, the furnace, and anybody who knows anything about magic would know that these watches have a precious stone in the middle of them, a sending stone. Basically, whenever you want to send a message of 25 words or less to the other person with the watch, you can.
What?
We have Haytel?
Or, I was gonna say, walkie-talkies?
Okay.
Who are you giving the other watch to?
I don't know.
But now we could split up and we could talk. We can go in two teams.
I don't know, I need some sort of incentive for whoever wants the other watch.
Well, I'm an extremely good communicator, and I have high charisma, and we're going to Fairyland, so.
That's not the type. I don't give a shit about that.
Okay.
I need to give this to someone who I think is fucking badass.
I am.
Oh, yeah?
I cast Sacred Flame.
What?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I cast it at Doug.
Okay.
You like fire? You like hurting others? And then I cast it at him.
I love it.
Okay. You throw this flame at the old wizard, it just goes completely around him. As a god, sacred flames and radiant burning of holy light don't affect him at all.
What were you trying to achieve there?
I just wanted to show you I can play with fire. You love fire.
That was pretty awesome. Look, Blue, you can take the watch for now, but if you guys want to trade it amongst yourselves, go ahead.
Yes!
Are you guys done with this in my store?
Like, yeah, honestly,
you singed my curtains with that flame.
So sorry.
Pervert. Yeah, we're done.
Okay. Where's the tab?
No, this was... Why bring this up? Was only for my... This was for my amusement.
Is there a tip?
But I do take tips. I do take tips.
Oh, yeah? Is there a tip jar?
Are you gonna reference your penis or something?
I don't have a penis, I'm a robot.
I know, which is why I thought you'd make that joke.
No, I'm genuinely asking if you have a tip jar so I can tip you.
There's a tip vessel over there.
He walks over and he just throws the tip jar on the ground.
Amazing.
Yeah.
As a last action before walking out of the store, Doug, you doing anything about that?
Yeah, it spilled all sorts of trinkets out, and they all fell into the cracks of my floor. And I'm probably never getting that stuff back. So.
Oh, well, you're not some sort of god. You can get that stuff back.
Fuck him up, Doug.
Guess you're not the god of floorboards. Like, they've successfully beaten you.
Fuck him up.
Stolen your treasure. That's right. That's what I thought. Furnace walks out of the store.
Now shoot a fucking spell at him.
Oh.
As everyone clipped
it. What was that?
I just took a little clip off of his hair.
in the middle.
Fuck!
So, Fernie, because this is a magically attuned item to you, and you just took a chunk back, I need you to roll a D10 of damage for me.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Yeah.
You have to know there's consequences, Fernie.
That's a 5.
Okay, so Fernie, you take 5 damage. Also, as a last moment, the wizard with this chunk of pompadour stuffs it into his, well, I was going to say pocket. Whatever the sexy mummy getup he has going on is. And as a consequence for that, I'm going to touch base with the wizard after this and have one negative message from the wizard come to you each day we film from here on out.
All right, that's fine.
As everyone's walking out, I run back in so no one sees me, and I give a token to Doug, and go, sorry for the flame. Thank you for making me look like my hero.
Aww.
Hey, it's not that nice. You guys didn't see it.
Put that in my pouch.
All right, amazing. As our heroes exit Doug's shop, they look around at themselves and realize, wow, they're powerful. Wow, they look different. Wow. They're ready for the Fae Court. You see a bunch of envious eyes looking at you, getting the last appointment for the day, just cursing and muttering under their breath.
Damn, we look good.
Yeah, I strut past. Now, is there a mirror? Oh, is there a big window or something?
Yeah, you know what? A shop is closed while you're in there, so it's like dark inside, and so as you walk past this mirror, you can see yourself.
Oh, you guys want to take like a...
selfie?
Yeah.
In our minds, our memory selfie?
We could draw something really quickly. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Can you draw something of us really quickly?
Yes. Well, yes.
I suppose I could give it a little shot. It's been a while since I've drawn, but...
And he just does this perfect sketch of y'all, exactly as is. Almost like there, you look even better. Like it's almost like there's a filter on it of some kind through the way he sees you.
Can
this magical lens.
Can it be Coda and can it be Coda right here and Dolores right here, and where our
yeah.
dresses are cloak dresses are draping, and then where are you?
I don't know. Wherever he draws,
he just goes. And like starts over and like
Thank
repositions you.
You.
Like,
gotta ask for what you need, right?
That's good.
All right, here you go. 2 drawings of you.
Did you want one?
Can you draw me on a motorcycle?
Shit.
Oh my god.
I feel like we're using and abusing this person.
No, let's
He's
just
fine.
Do it.
What was he doing before?
What do you
Literally
want?
Didn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
I know this guy perfectly appeared right here.
He's drawing
it's
a
fine.
Bridge. Nobody cares about
that. I was in the
that.
Middle of doing a bunch of cool magic and stuff because I'm a... Well, it's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah, we're not
Here
interested.
You go. There's no...
Bug, do you want a picture?
Oh, Jesus.
Bug, what do you want?
You could ask for a lady with big boobs.
Don't ask for later.
Furnace, what happened
just,
to you?
You could get a drawing like that, I'm just saying. You know,
Dougie,
this
wore
guy
off
will draw
on
anything
Respectfully,
you could
I'm going to pass.
You don't want a picture?
No, I want to let this sad person go.
He's a painter.
I'm going to get Bug a picture just in case.
I'm not a painter. Right, I'm a common bald. Construction worker.
No.
Okay.
You guys
he's a common construction worker.
Draw blue here, but way buffer. Just huge biceps bulging. A dragon in the background looking scared of this guy. And then 2 ladies wearing fur bikinis, like both holding
in
like,
bikinis!
So this guy keeps on drawing and drawing and drawing and like ripping
also,
off.
Give him a guitar.
What?
He has to go back again and erase, keeps drawing and drawing and drawing, throwing page after page after page until finally, panting, 1 hour later, he hands you what you ideally originally asked for. And he takes a few steps back, and he says, never has anyone ever taken advantage of me like that. The kindness of a stranger. I was on my way doing a bunch of magic and stuff because, well, I wanted to impress my son while he was being born.
Okay.
Thank
and
you
now
so
I missed
much.
It.
Thank We're you.
Well, so
before you look around you,
and you see that the way he was throwing this paper has landed in a perfect circle around all four of you in these very specific points. And he goes, you may not have realized it, but once you started being all mean to me and such, I started making a fairy circle around you. That's right, that'll learn ya. I'm gonna send you to the Fey Realm and banish you from here for a long old time.
Oh, perfect. No. That's where we're
going. Yeah, that's right. That's I'm sick of being taken advantage of.
The last place we'd ever want to go.
I hate you.
Don't.
No, we're really glad that we're going.
Literally.
We're super glad that we're going. We are so upset. We're mad.
I don't know what to feel. I'm sending you somewhere. And this, you see these, all these different papers take the shape of a mushroom, and everything glows around you green and sucks you into the ground. And once again, you are pushed out to a different location.
I'm starting to think we should never pick up paper ever again. Because it teleports us every time.
It keeps teleporting us.
Yeah, paper.
Paper.
Freaking weird.
So all four of you look around a little bit dusty and winded from your journey, but you find yourselves in what is clearly a very magical land. And you're outside of a giant mansion, multiple stories, and you're looking off at this mansion and you see carriages pull up, carriages that are pulled by nothing. And outside of the carriage, as someone walks out, someone very elegant in a tuxedo, they hold out their hand, and a very elegant lady in a dress also hops down. And as they walk along, you see on one of their backs is a couple of fairy wings. The lady in the gown has pointed blue ears. This must be the Fey Realm.
Looks like we're in the right place.
Dolores goes up to one of the guys and she goes, thank you. And she tries to reach her hand out to get drawn up to the stairs. Thank you.
Oh, you're thanking me. Wonderful, I'll take note of that. Wonderful.
Oh, well, these fairies are rude.
You have to be careful.
Okay, where the hell?
You have to be, their rules are different in the Fey Realm.
So you don't say
Coda,
thank you?
Coda, roll Arcana.
10.
Coda, you're an Eladrin. Eladrin are elves that are very close to fairies in many ways, and you've spent a lot of time in fairydom. So even if you've never been at this exact mansion or location before, you know that the fairies have their own very specific rules. Now, there's no way you're ever going to be able to memorize everything, you know, walk on eggshells, things like that. You're not going to be able to do that, but just know that sometimes what you say in a fairy realm, they're just going to keep note of it and nod. Basically, social etiquette matters here quite a bit.
Why can't you say thank you, Coda?
It's like a, you're giving it, you're saying you've done something for me and I owe you something now, or I owe you.
Oh no, this is going to be very hard for
me. There's a lot of rules.
Okay, come on, come over here. Get away from these people.
What's up, Bug?
Okay, let's stay focused, okay? We look fly as hell, but we have a mission, okay? We're here to get another part of your abs or whatever the fuck. To your best ability, Furnace, do you know where we'd be looking here?
So, Fernie, you naturally still have this sort of radar situation that we talked about before. So while you weren't feeling it earlier, now knowing that there's a part in this Fey Realm area, you start to realize that there is a bit of a vibration that you're feeling when you look at the mansion. Nothing more specific than that quite yet, but you're getting that vibe.
Look, I'm getting a vibe. There's definitely something in this mansion.
Okay.
Well, that artist really made this easy for us. He teleported us exactly where we needed to go. Look, I'm a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie. I spent my entire career burning down forests. I've killed a lot of fey. So hopefully this pompadour is a good enough disguise, because if they know me for who I am, they're gonna fucking hate my guts.
Before we head in there, maybe we could do some sort of signal. I know you're not technically Fernie, but Fernie and I used to have a signal. If he turned into a shark, I would know to come running. So I have this watch.
Yeah.
Just say shark on the watch.
All right, shark if you feel is like, our word.
Yeah, if you feel like you're gonna like kill somebody and you need to calm down or something, just...
I'm not gonna kill him.
Or if you feel like they
know
who you are.
I'm not gonna kill, the only thing I want to destroy now is true neutral.
You're right.
They made me kill these people.
Okay, got it.
Don't worry, stick with me. I've got a lot of
charming attributes. So if these people recognize you, are we going to be okay?
We should be fucked.
If they recognize,
okay.
Wait, we should be fucked.
We should be fucked.
It sounds
like you were going to say fine, and then you said fucked.
We'll be fucked. They will fuck us.
Okay.
Like violently. Like they'll kill us.
Well, thank God you're in leather.
So
they're going to kill us if they recognize me. Okay. I'm a killing machine who murdered tons of them and destroyed their force.
Okay, we need to stick together then because we cannot leave Furnace by himself.
And the second you think that somebody recognizes you or looks weird,
come to me.
But also put a shark in the watch. Okay, so it seems like we're prepared, but nothing's happened yet.
Let's just
go to this mansion.
Let's get in there and find your peace and your tummy.
So y'all go up to the door of this mansion, and a doorman is standing there and says, more esteemed guests. Well, you certainly look the part.
Thank you.
Do you have invitations, or are your names on the list?
We're on the list.
Give me your full name, please.
Dolores.
Don't!
Paradigm.
Damn.
You don't give his name.
I don't know the Fae rules, babe.
There is no Dolores Paradigm here. And I see you're very...
And yet she stands before you.
Ah.
What?
That is a very clever point. And the guard reaches into his pocket and takes out a single coin with a fairy on it and flicks it over to you, Coda. And it lands at your feet. He says, oh, I see you're familiar. This is no gift. This is payment. You are here for the auction, aren't you? It's only the biggest event of the year.
Yes.
Excellent. Then you would well know that the auction does not use money. It uses social currency.
What? Nice.
Everyone in this place is starting out on a fair playing field tonight. Do what you can to become the most popular people at the ball, and you will have the most social currency for the auction at the end.
Easy peasy.
Got it.
Furnace, don't talk.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Furnace, please don't talk.
Now, you well know your name, was it? You don't have to give the whole thing, first or last.
Fan.
Interesting choice.
Should I just
if you
charm
were
this
Fayan,
get past
Fayan
it?
Would be an Amakir, which means an Amakir would get special treatment here. I'll keep my eye on you. But as an Amakir, you will also know that that is not a gift. It is payment. Freely take it. And you know that Fey do not like lies. Tricks, can't maybe, lie. But no lies.
Okay, I'll take the coin.
Excellent. So you now have one social currency.
All right.
Right this way.
Thank you.
Okay, don't drink. Don't spray.
I'm a kill this guy.
Okay.
No, don't. Please.
guys, don't split up. And don't drink too much alcohol, Coda.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to drink too much alcohol. Don't drink the drinks here, Dolores.
What?
We always go for the bar.
When?
Don't eat.
Who?
Don't eat or drink here.
I haven't eaten all day.
You cannot. That's not my fault. And you should have eaten before we went to Doug's.
Well, fine.
All right, so you all look...
And you know what? No, you always do this before we go out.
Don't do
and
this!
I always tell you to eat before we go out.
And
because you get plastered.
Yes.
And then you start inviting people to your show, and no one wants to come to your fucking show.
What?
Sorry.
We have all those pouches of granola.
Yeah, and you don't ever eat them.
And you never
I don't want
them.
Any more granola for the road, okay? And people want to come to my show. People are begging for my CDs. Trust me.
Can I just start breakdancing when I walk in? I don't know.
Is that what you would like to do, Bo?
Social currency?
Oh. You think that would work? You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, do it.
You haven't even seen what it looks like. You don't even know
maybe
if there's
I
music.
Maybe I just like walk in and
do
I'm,
it.
Like, dancing.
You know what? I'll describe it later. Go ahead, Bug, roll performance check for me.
Okay, or what about athletics?
Nope, get in there.
Athletics. Okay.
We all know breakdancing has nothing to do with athletics.
That's a 15 plus 3.
So an 18.
Nice.
So, Bug, with an 18, you actually start breakdancing pretty well. And even though your legs are a little bit short, as you do the coffee grinder here in sort of a windmill situation, you hit the drink of this person who was kind of shambling around towards you, and it lands all down his front.
What?
And he looks at you and says, that was my drink. I was supposed to drink it. Someone else comes up and says, thank you for getting that drink out of his hand. He was an old lush, an old drunk. We were going to throw him out anyway. People turn around and start going, hey! and another fey flicks
she's going like
a
this.
Coin at you. You now have two social currencies.
Keep up!
You look out in front of you and see all manner of magical beings. Now, it is mostly populated with, you know, 5 or 6 foot tall, really attractive fey and fairy folk. They look kind of like elves, but there's this air of distinct magic and trickery to them. Up top in the ceiling, all these lights are dancing around, and if you squint closer, you can see it's pixies. There are pixies taking lights from one room to the other. As you look over to the food table, you see people politely not eating or drinking. And along the ballroom, you see other people doing very specific things, sometimes even rules that maybe you don't understand. Social etiquette of handshakes, and someone says, hello, and then someone turns away, and then they both clap for each other. It's a confusing situation that there's no way to perfectly navigate.
Furnace, do you feel any vibrations towards anybody in the room?
Yeah, let me see. So he's going to try to feel if he can feel what direction the vibration.
So, Fernie, as you look your head to the left and right, you keep finding yourself sort of centered on these large velvet red curtains, like theatrical curtains, at the back and middle of this ballroom. It's all based around this sort of theater curtain situation. And you find yourself fixated on it. And as someone else notices this, they come up to you and say, you're excited for the auction too, huh? I wonder what it's going to be tonight. They say the big item of the night is the thing that's most wanted in the room. So, I guess if a bunch of people want the same thing, it might pop up.
Furnace is going to try to grab this guy by the shirt.
Oh, God.
And just be like, you're telling me we could have the CEO's head on a pike?
Ungrasp
up
me.
On that,
oh my
up
God.
On that stage?
Ungrasp me.
That's what I want.
I don't know.
That's what you should want, too.
I don't know what
Easy
I want.
Furnace.
It's because
Easy.
Of him that so many of you have died.
Easy Furnace.
Okay, I'm going to Gift of Gab you because I don't want you to hear any of that.
That's incredible. So talk to us about how a Gift of Gab works.
So basically, whatever Fernie just said, I'm going to pretend like he just said, God, I love this place, and tell me what's the big item of the night that I'd love to get my hands in on the auction.
Okay.
Fun guy. You fun guy.
Maybe ask, like, where is the other piece of, I don't know.
And also, I'm looking for something very interesting that would attach in... that glows.
Good,
I'm looking
good,
for something glowing.
Good
guy. You're strong. And that's how he ends it. And then he
that's incredible.
Puts you down.
Wow. Okay, so the guy gets put down. Or Fernie, are you dropping this guy when
Fine.
Gift of Gab?
Yeah.
All right.
Fine.
So this guy like lands back on the ground and sort of looks confused for a minute and he goes, wow, you called me a fun guy and strong. You did string that sentence together like it was your first time ever talking, but I feel pretty good. Thanks, pal. Oh, you made me feel good. Good feelings and laughter. I love laughter. Everyone here loves laughter. Here. And he takes out of his pocket another coin and throws it at you, and it lands at your feet. And he goes, I don't know what you were talking about with some kind of part fitting into another part. The only part I want to fit into is a good part of this community. Goodbye.
Oh, God. Okay, I said glowing.
He doesn't know.
It's okay. We don't know what we're looking for either. We just got to follow whatever
Furnace?
Vibration.
Where did they all get these coins from?
I swear to God, be on your best behavior, man.
So you asking that, do you want to look around and see?
Yeah. Is there a place where where there's a lot of these tokens?
Everybody roll perception for me, please.
18.
8.
That is a 21.
Woo!
That's nice. An 18.
Oh my God! Great. So all of you are looking around and you see a few different things. Fernie, as you look to your left, you see two fey who are like standing back to back and someone in the middle talking between them. And then those two sort of look at each other again and are like, okay. And they hug something out. And they each pay that person one token. And it's like, maybe they got some good feelings, some good vibes. You see someone else get a drink spilled on them and not be able to play it off, and they start crying. People start laughing at them, and then they pull one token away from this person because they were disgraced. You see someone talking to a group of people and say something, pause, and say something, and everyone erupts and laughs, and they're throwing coins at them and just bowing and bowing. And what you also notice is that this person telling a joke looks a lot like those robots from True Neutral. But if that's the case, they've clearly been extremely upgraded. They're wearing a noble outfit. They're wearing
feathery hats. They're capable of speech, but they look like a robot too.
There's just one of these robots?
Just one.
So Furnace sees that robot. He's immediately like, oh, what the fuck? And he charges right up to that robot.
Oh my gosh.
He's just like, where's your leader?
My leader? I am the ambassador tonight, and I speak for all leaders. Neutrally, of course.
True neutral?
True neutral. You've heard of us. That means I'm doing my job of spreading the goodwill of True Neutral. The first of my kind, able of speech. A pleasure to meet you. I'm Fern Z, 2.0.
Fern Z? Fern Z, this is another prototype of you. Maybe he knows what's where the other item is.
But don't tell him your name.
Yeah, fuck, please. Can we do it through the watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't tell him your name.
Yeah, great.
He's like looking at his watch, just like, interesting. Yeah, I also work at True Neutral.
Oh, is that
I don't
right?
know if you could tell.
Well, I suppose if that's the case, you must be a part of our museum. Hearing this roast, a Fae next to him just giggles and chucks him a coin. He goes, oh, another. I suppose you're here for the auction as well. There's something I very much want.
Yeah? Is it a fucking core? Or something? Something glowing?
Interesting. Then we have a gentleman's game. Well, I'll see you at the end of the evening. I hope we both end up with a lot of coins.
We need to get you some coins, Furnace.
Fernie reaches out and grabs this guy's torso and heats metal. But like very like, he like grabs and like gets really close and starts heating up his body.
Yes!
Okay, so given that, does anybody want to, this is obviously in front of the whole Fae court.
Yeah.
And this Fernsey unit is a fancy ambassador that just made a bunch of people laugh. Does anyone want to do something as Fernie is doing this to maybe sort of cover your asses here?
Is there a fountain or some kind of chandelier or some kind of disco ball or something?
Up top where the pixies are taking lights and dancing them around, they are around this beautiful glass chandelier. At the same time, you look to your right and there is a beautiful marble fountain of a fairy sort of like blowing water at this. But then another fairy pops up and tags them out and just takes their place. And they keep doing this throughout the night.
What do you have in mind?
Okay, I want to try to vortex warp him and get him to heat metal somewhere else accidentally.
Oh, perfect. There are some, tell you what, there are some candelabras along the wall.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right.
So I'm going to vortex warp him. I'm sending the black cape this time, so just kind of smoke. Ooh. Kind of just
love. Like,
and kind of eats him up really quickly and then spits him out by, I guess, a candelabra or something?
So, Fernie, if you are next to this candelabra, you find yourself, instead of grabbing to reach out to this robot ambassador, you find your hand landing on the edge of a candelabra, and the candle was already lit, but it starts to melt a little bit, and the fire drips down around your hand and onto the ground, and someone looks at you and goes, oh, well, that candle was supposed to last all night. He just reaches into your sort of compartment and takes one coin and goes, shame on you, shame on you. One coin, give me that.
Wow, judging people like that, that's pretty shitty of you. Hey, everyone, this guy's being really judgy and shitty.
Roll persuasion for me.
God damn it.
With a plus one to your charisma.
All right. Five.
They look at him and they look at you and they go, did you see what happened? They're like, no, I didn't either. That one seems a bit uncouth, but let's not bother. Let's not bother. They walk away. So nothing happens to that one. You don't have to give away a coin.
The hell was that?
You were trying to get social currency. You can't
just
fight.
It's an evil murder robot over there.
Okay, well, you have to beat him with a game of wits.
And with coins. You need coins, Furnace. You're using up all of our spells.
I've been traveling with you guys for several, how long has it been now? And we've hardly beaten the shit out of anything.
We will. I have a feeling deep down, we will. Don't worry.
We fought those clowns.
We didn't fight the clowns.
I fought the clowns.
You threw a bolt as they were running away.
You're right.
I have a feeling this auction has what we're looking for, and I feel like other people want it too. So if we see it, let's just bludgeon everyone to death and get it.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to work in our favor, but I will try.
I like that style.
I'm not leaving here until, one, we get that thing we need. And two, I beat the shit out of that robot until it's dead.
You got it.
I love that. Also, I think that the auction, probably the item is might be what we're looking for.
That's what I just said.
In my stars. I was looking in a mirror.
As Dolores is feeling herself, I take her hand to the middle of the dance floor.
Yes! Ooh. Finally.
Amazing.
So we can get really popular. Mm-hmm.
Okay. While they do this, Fernie gets pissed and he walks out. Is there a backyard? Is there any sort of back area?
Yeah, there's a backyard.
Or is there an area where there's like wait staff and like service
like
workers?
An alleyway?
There's an area like that too, yeah.
So yeah, he heads to wherever like people are maybe on their smoke break, like service workers are on their smoke break.
Okay.
And Bug falls after, wait up, Furnace, wait up!
Cool.
Love it.
Let's go to Coda and Dolores on the dance floor first. So you two walk out to do this elegant performance. You didn't even have to communicate about it. You know what you're doing. You've practiced this many times over the summer. Next to you, you see the Fern Z ambassador dancing with a beautiful fey woman.
I cast Blade Song first.
All right, so Coda, casting that as an action is a great idea, or a bonus action.
Bonus action.
Great idea. So that makes you more elegant, right?
Uh-huh, and I have a plus, I have advantage on acrobatics checks. So we're going to be doing a lot of flips.
Oh, I love flips. Flip me, baby.
So we're going to be doing a lot of flips.
So we're going to be doing a lot of flips.
Flip me, baby.
Incredible. So I am going to be keeping track of all of this for the dance battle.
And plus three for any constitution.
Amazing. So how would you like to begin? You lock eyes with this Fern Z ambassador, and he locks eyes with you and gives a smug. He says, after you. And he just starts keeping like a normal motion with his dance partner, giving you the floor to start things off.
Flip me.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to hoist Dolores up and flip her up and catch her.
Yeah!
So, Coda, you know you're strong enough to throw Dolores. She's small, but can you keep your composure? Roll constitution for me. And Dolores, you roll either acrobatics or performance.
15.
10.
Okay.
It's okay.
The Fern Z unit looks over you and goes, average. And he starts robotically moving somehow elegantly as well with his partner. And they're doing that kind of thing with a paso doble where they like the arm goes around and the arm goes around. They somehow just lock in together. And we see that he and his partner do an actually okay job together. Nobody's really turning around and looking at y'all yet. Nobody's particularly impressed with either of you.
Is there anything hanging from the ceiling?
Yes!
There sure is. There's beautiful garlands. There are sashes.
Okay. Sashes.
Okay, great. So
like silks.
I'm gonna grab on and I'm gonna grab Dolores with me.
Amazing.
Yes.
And we're gonna full on Zendaya, Zac Efron,
swirling around. Yes! Aerial yoga vibes.
Black and white dresses, tails in the wind.
Incredible.
Yes, and also can my dress, I didn't realize that Dougie like added some star dust.
But
so
he
like
did.
Frickin' sparkles go everywhere.
And mine's the dark smoke circling the stars.
You know what? Also with those stars, is prestidigitation a cantrip?
Yes.
So is minor illusion and control flames!
Ooh, do you guys want to add any like pyrotechnics
to
the situation?
Yes.
There's candles on the side.
Ooh. And I instantly light up each candle.
Oh, I can make them dance in shapes. Okay, so I'm having the flames circle around us dancing as...
Ooh, as I cast this and do a shower of sparks. Yeah. Sparks everywhere.
Yes, love it.
Okay.
Amazing.
Flames, sparks, stars,
and I'm just
flames
going like,
on the side of my face.
Beautiful.
On the side of my face.
Roll acrobatics with advantage, yeah. Both of you.
Okay.
10. Oh, no.
Oh, 10.
6. I'm not doing well.
Oh, ah, you 7. 10 and 7.
Okay, I can do more.
As you do this, you guys didn't quite coordinate in the way that you did over the summer. It's been a couple months, and you thought you still had this in you, but, like, you could have used another rehearsal. So these dancing flames, they actually do catch one of the sashes here. And you see a pixie hustle over from the fountain to, like, put out water and look at you and go, like, finally, the Fern Z unit with their dancing partner do one last beautiful move. And they also do a horrifically terrible job.
Okay, we didn't do horrifically terrible.
They do
we looked amazing
bad.
In my mind.
The audience looks at both of you, both groups, and are just like, what? I don't know how to feel about this. I
cast
like
Charm Person, and all of them were super, the main person who matters is super impressed.
You want to cast it on, like, the highest noble that's there?
Yep.
Great.
Nice.
So, actually, a Fey Noble is looking at you,
And they are a high fey noble. What is the charm person save on?
No. Wisdom 15.
They're going to have a high
Wisdom
thing.
15.
Whatever. I'm going to fight.
Unfortunately, Dolores,
yes?
this charm spell plinks right off of them. And them being a high fey noble, they do know exactly what you were trying to do.
I'm casting Nathair's Mischief, which is you fill a 20-foot cube you can see within range with fey and draconic magic.
Yes.
Then I roll a d4 to see what happens.
Oh, okay.
This is
that is mischievous.
It's very mischievous.
I love it. Just a cube?
I prepared it for the fey realm.
Love it.
Oh my god.
What?
That's your third one.
Didn't work?
The smell of apple pie fills the air, and each creature in the cube must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become charmed by you until the start of your next turn.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
That's nice.
This is kind of giving me nostalgic memories right now.
Absolutely.
In that cube, Coda, there are four creatures. There is a high fey noble.
Okay.
There is a fairy pathlighter, which is more like a guard, like they're out of a good like knightly station, like I'm a good knight. We have a satyr, which is like a Mr. Tumnus situation, like a you know, bottom half is goat man. And then we have a quickling, a tiny little pixie. So we're gonna see how many of them get charmed. What is the wisdom save on that?
14.
Okay, so they've gotta beat a 14 to beat your charm. Yeah. So let's see here. I'm not even gonna continue because I went to the High Fey Noble first, who has command of all of those around him, and he rolled a nat 1 on this charm spell. So he has so much influence and power, and again, this is a socially powered event, that someone of such a high station failing that strongly because of a performance you did and the smell of apple pie that he's smelling, he is under your beck and call, as is all three of those other creatures around him. And maybe you could even influence more people by speaking to them. What would you like to say while they're charmed like that?
We would like for the auction to begin so we can get this item and get the fuck out of here.
I was going to give you all the money in my satchel if you asked, but auction begins.
Well, that's what I asked. And Coda, what's your ask?
And I'll take all the money in your satchel.
Thank you.
Social currency on the way. Here it goes. Go on, give it to them. Go on, give it. So all four of these creatures start emptying out their satchels, and you receive in social currency, in addition to the, I think, three that you already had, you receive 42 pieces of social currency.
My bug, your stupid breakdancing.
Hey, I'm outside.
Sorry. Altogether, you have 45 pieces. And the auction is about to begin.
Let's go get them.
Okay.
But at the same time, Bug and Fernie are outside. What are you up to?
I'm looking for people who are maybe just hanging out. I'm going out there just to smoke a cigarette because I'm pissed. I'm trying to blow off some steam. But he's looking around. He's looking around for if there's anyone around.
Yeah, I'm next to him going like, sus or not sus? What are your thoughts?
Everyone's sus here.
Got it.
All right, both of you roll perception for me to see if you know anyone.
17.
That's a 6.
Fernie, you're looking around at all these different workers and you see someone that is very clearly like waitstaff. And there's all sorts of different types of creatures here. You know, the high fey nobles are inside, but here we have some people that are just slightly magical. You have some pixies, you got some red caps, which are like, think of a smurf, but their caps are red this time. And then over in the corner, you can see a single bullywug massaging someone's shoulders, saying, hey, get back in there. You can do it. You can do it. Oh. In front of you is Tungo with a new job.
Oh, so you guys know that guy, that frog dude over there. That's Tungo?
Yeah.
His memories kind of come back to me.
It's so cool when they do. Yeah. Yeah, we hung out with that guy for a bit. There was a bunch of them. They all kind of run together. It's been some time now, and I've taken some roids. No, I'm kidding. it's been some time now. I don't really remember. I just remember he was really into massages.
Furnace walks up to Tungo and any other workers around there, and he pulls out a cigarette, and he's just like, it just like lights on fire and stuff. He's like, this party fucking blows.
Oh, hey, big fella. Good to see you again. I'm Tungo, you remember? Receiver of pleasures.
You
recognize me despite the fact that I look horrifying compared to previous.
Of course. Remember how much I connected with all of you back in that in Grendel? I see your heart, not your body.
Yeah, you probably don't recognize me.
That's Bug. You've gotten a lot bigger and a lot stronger, though. I wanted to stay about an inch in height and a lot of bulk. That's really great. Mm. You're going to fit in that armor soon.
Wow, thanks, Tungo. Nothing's changed with you. Hey,
I live in the Feyrealm now instead of Mud.
That's awesome.
That's good
happy
for you.
For you.
Probably because everyone you know got murdered.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's okay.
Gosh, there's a Fernie deep down in there.
A turtle dragon we didn't save, by the way.
Right.
We went to go figure that shit out, and then we just...
Just left.
You guys just left it.
I'm ambivalent to that one. It did kill pretty much everyone I know and the whole society I grew up in, as did my parents and my grandparents, and everyone was in there all
Look,
the time.
What's up? What's being auctioned off today?
Yeah, and do you know when this fucking auction starts?
Well, it should be pretty soon, especially if someone commands it. But the auction is always based on what is desired most there. So it's always tough because usually everybody wants something different. So there's not usually a combined want, but I guess if a bunch of people all were looking for the same thing, it'd probably be that. One time it was a crown of some kind of like ancient king because like some evil like lich lord really wanted it. He was not welcome back. I'll tell you that much right now.
Where do you guys keep this shit hidden till the auction starts?
Oh, it's a dimensional door situation. See, we've had robberies in the past, so once it's revealed for the auction, it's here on the same material plane we are. But otherwise, it's kind of hidden away with magic.
And you say the auction starts soon?
Probably, unless someone commanded it to start, like, right now. Like, right now.
All
right,
can't we command it?
I command it to start right now.
Oh, it would have to be someone of high status, like a high fey noble. But I can't remember the last time that happened off schedule.
All right, well, Tungo, it's been real catching up.
Yeah.
We should probably go inside and check all the others.
Fine.
Did you let your frustration out? I mean, you've blown through five cigarettes.
No, it's whatever.
Oh, you're feeling frustrated? Tungo reaches into his bag and pulls out an incredibly fancy cigar. This is a really, really good cigar. Like, you can't get this in the Feyrealm. So, like, don't tell anyone, but I think you might need this more than me. Just relax a little bit. Smoking's cool.
I feel like you'll not get a chance to smoke that. It's just gonna poof up into flames.
I mean, that's fine. Still get a sense of the flavor. It, like, just
so, Fernie, this one burns blue and a bunch of sparkles fly out. And for the next few hours, you feel a little more chill. You can still rage if you feel like it, but you're in control over your emotions.
Hell yeah.
Fernie, you sick.
Good? That was sick. That was awesome. That was a good one.
That's awesome.
It's a good cigar. Yeah.
His eyes, more flame is just...
Yeah, everything's great, yeah.
Yeah, I feel awesome.
Amazing. Great, so are you all heading back inside?
You good to go in?
Fine, whatever.
Don't worry, my guy, listen. You're gonna get a shot at killing people and killing whatever that fucking CEO you're talking about.
If I don't get... Look, the only thing I want to do tonight is to kill that fucking robot. What are you looking at?
Just outside.
Just look.
Do you want to just fucking kill this Tungo guy?
That came out of nowhere.
Listen, I'll tell you this. I'm just sitting here. Instead of these cigars and these smokes, you'll get some good energy out if we just do a quick kill really fast and we don't tell the others.
If you want to kill Tungo, I'll kill Tungo.
Let's fucking kill Tungo,
oh my
dude.
God.
Tungo. Tungo.
I'm like, are
Hold
you
on,
really?
Hold on, like, I got it. Let's compromise. That cigar is helping me think a little more clearly. Tungo, you got any of those tokens?
Yeah.
Give them to me.
Go ahead and roll intimidation for me.
Stop.
Give them
Stop.
To me.
I rolled a 2.
Oh no.
Wait. No, give them to me.
Roll intimidation.
Oh, please. It's a nat 1. Oh, no, 7 plus 3, 10.
I don't think you guys are the good guys anymore.
I'm not the good guy. I know that.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, I mirror whoever's around me because I just want to be like other people.
Amazing. Also, Bug, quick question. What is your paladin oath? What school are you?
Huh?
School of Rock now.
Right. Yeah. That's a later question. So just looking at Tungo, he goes,
paladin.
I guess my coins would probably have to be right next to the please. Go on. Say it. Can you help me find a please?
Huh?
Can you help me find
oh, shit.
The please?
Oh, man. See, but, okay, listen. I may not like to kill people for no reason, but I see the good in you, Furnace, and I just want you to feel better. And I think you'll feel really good if you just let one off.
Or you could just say the word please. It's whatever you want.
It's a hard
whatever
decision.
Will give you the most pleasure.
Wow. It's definitely not please, I don't
he's
think.
He's crying. He has tears in his eyes.
You can tell he wants to, he's like so mad, but I think Furnace sees like it's a like this frog creature, and he's just like memories come back, and he's like, let's just go back inside, god damn it.
Okay.
He like leaves.
And then Bug, before we go outside, looks down and goes, that was scary. I wanted to deduce destruction for no reason. That's not like me. And then I fall Furnace.
So you guys make your way back inside and see Dolores and Coda collecting a bunch of coins, like a slot machine is just poured open. And Dolores says the thing about starting the auction. So the Fey Noble looks up and says, everyone, it's time for the auction to begin. I command it now. And everyone hears him snap and immediately shuffles into their seats in front of the stage. Do you join them?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you guys collect any coins outside?
No.
Why? What happened?
It was impossible. Nobody had any.
But honestly, positives. Furnace smoked a really nice cigar, and he's a little calmer now.
Yeah.
Eyes are a little droopy.
It's probably the reason I didn't kill anyone out there.
Seems like you guys have been through some shit.
Seems like you look like shit.
Are you kidding me? I'm at my
Furnace.
Best right
that
now.
Really
I'm
like, sorry. Man.
Sorry.
I don't want to miss any of this. Shut up.
Okay, Caleb, let's go.
Shut up.
Everybody, missed the trailers.
Come I love the Nicole
Kidman
part.
Shut up.
There's
the
come to this place for magic.
We come to this place for auctions.
For magic. We
come to this place for auctions.
We come to this place for magic.
Just magic.
Oh, yeah.
That's come to this cool. place for magic.
You all look up on the stage and this, you just first see it raise a little bit and you just see a shot of some heels and some feet walking along. Then it walks through a puddle. And as it rises
Stop.
Up, you see a beautiful blonde woman, Kakol Nidman. Welcome, members of the Fey Court. Tonight, we have a wonderful offering, which you will get to bid on with your social currency. Let's see what the marvelous, magic, wondrous item is tonight. And as she holds her hand up, a dimensional door opens. And out of it pops another glowing green Ferny piece. And the audience gasps. They all know what this is and what this used to be used for and why it's important to them to guard it. You start hearing whispers and like, why would someone want that? Why would anyone want that here? Why would someone want us to see that? Why?
Dolores just lifts up the little flag that's in her hand. She's like, I bid money on that.
Jesus.
Right? Is that how you auction in the Fey world?
We will start the auction soon.
Oh.
The auction begins now.
Okay.
Please begin early. Bidding. We will start at 1 social currency.
I bid 4 social currencies.
4 social currencies?
Correct.
Everybody sort of turns around and looks at you and is a little confused why someone would be bidding, let alone that much, on an object like that.
Did you guys see me dance?
You hear off from the side, 10 social currencies. The Fernsey unit ambassador is off to the right and looks to you smugly. Roll for perception, all 4 of you.
15.
14.
Maybe.
14.
21.
With a 21, you're looking at the look on his robot face. And even though it's robotic, you can tell that his smirk is pretty well warranted. He's not just trying to intimidate you. He has some social currency, too.
Can't you just vortex warp that thing over here?
I gotta try some shit first. I'm gonna cast Detect Thoughts on him.
Nice. Yes.
Okay, great. So there's no wisdom save at the start, right? It's just you do it?
And just do it.
Okay, great. Ordinarily, with a robot like the Fern Z units that you saw before, there wouldn't be thoughts to have, but this one does. This is the Fern Z ambassador, the Fern Z 2.0. And he's thinking to himself, very smugly. He's like, of course they sent me for this job. I'm the right one to send. I'm the only one that can negotiate like this. Social skills being added to a robot?
First of my kind. If that's what we could do with one core, think
I've been
of the
11.
Rest. I have 43 coins, and I love thinking about how many coins I got. I'm going to try to intimidate them. I've got 43.
So do we.
You have
43.
We have
45.
Yeah. I love having only 43 coins. It's what I'm thinking about. Now I'll start looping it over again. I'm the right person for this job.
Okay, we're going to bid we're gonna bid 11.
Great.
11. The rest of the Fae Court looks at you and starts whispering. And they're like, we have 11 for the core that we must protect. Anyone else? The Fernsey unit raises their hand and says, 12. 12.
44.
There's a hush over the audience. The Fernsey unit looks down, looks up, tries to see if there are any pockets near him that he can pick. And there aren't. Kakol Nidman looks around and says, 44 going once. Going twice, and sold. The core belongs to the group of four back there who were invited. Everyone, please clap. And the everyone looks around a little bit confused, and a slow clap starts. And they point to one of the pixies, a couple of the pixies up above, and say, bring them the core, please. So they're about to bring you the core. What were you about to say, Fernie?
They're about to try to kill us.
Why?
What?
I just know these things.
Okay.
Been
all
through
right.
it.
We should have killed
so,
Tungo.
Two pixies float down and whisper to Kakol Nidman and nod, and then go over to you. And they say, instead of holding the core, they hold out to you a piece of paper. And it just says,
No.
You've been served.
No.
Once again, paper is warping you.
No!
No!
All four of you find yourself at the end of a very, you know, judicial-looking room. Welcome to the Fae Court. Now in session, may the accused walk up to the podium and then slams the gavel. You are now in a legal battle for your freedom. And that is the end of this episode of Fae Court, daytime TV, also known as Sword AF. Please join us next time to see how these characters are gonna get out of this stingy situation this time.
Oh! Oh boy.